It may be surprising, but our best history of the Maccabean Revolt, which was a glorious national uprising and represents a high point in many ways of the Jewish struggle for religious and political independence, that this source, which is roughly contemporaneous with the period, is not well regarded within the Jewish tradition. How do we know about the events of the Maccabean Revolt? Well, we have three really important sources and a few other smaller ones roughly from the period as well. Let's look at the three most important. The first is the Talmud. The Talmud seems to be a little bit cautious about describing this otherwise amazing event of the Jews actually achieving political and, more importantly, spiritual independence from an oppressor. And there are a lot of questions. Why doesn't the Talmud spend a lot more time talking about this? Why is there no tractate devoted to the holiday of Hanukkah, like there is, for example, to the holiday of Purim? In fact, Hanukkah, it gets just a few pages, really, in Tractate Shabbat, and it is in the context specifically of how to light the menorah. That's one of the biggest aspects that's discussed there. How do you ritually observe the holiday of Hanukkah? But as a historical source, it's somewhat disappointing. Another very important source, but a very difficult one to use, is Flavius Josephus, who is kind of like the Oprah Winfrey of Jewish history in the first century. He was certainly the most famous historian. He was a Judean general who first aligned himself with the rebels in the First Roman-Jewish War of the year 66 to 73. And then when he was about to be captured in a very dramatic episode, he turned coat and he joined the Romans. He rose to great prominence with the Romans, primarily as a historian, as an official expert on everything Jewish for, at first, Titus, the general who was responsible for destroying Jerusalem, and then later for the Roman world as a whole. He moved to Rome. He wrote an extremely important history of the Roman Jewish War, undoubtedly the most important history that exists. And after that, he went on to write a massive book called Antiquities of the Jews, which essentially covers all of Jewish history from creation right up until his death in the late first century. Extremely important work that tells us all kinds of things. However, as I've just given you a couple of comments about his biography, there are some difficulties with working with Josephus. He's writing only in Greek, which was the language of educated people in the Roman world of the first century. So he's writing kind of as a captive celebrity. At the same time, he's officially adopted by the Roman emperor. That's why he has the surname Flavius that is added to his name, Josephus. So we're not exactly sure what his motivation was. Much more to say about him, but for now, let's just rely on the fact that he's a somewhat problematic source, although it's very hard to get away from Josephus whenever you want to study anything in the ancient Jewish world. But Josephus relies very heavily on this book, the first book of the Maccabees. This is an amazing account, which only existed in Greek. The probable Hebrew original has been lost. It was probably written by someone who had firsthand knowledge of the actual Maccabean battles, and it gives us an incredibly detailed blow-by-blow version of the events from the perspective of someone who was probably involved in the wars themselves from the Jewish side. Now, this has made it into the Bible of many Christians, in particular the Catholic Bible, but it was not made into the Hebrew Bible. Now, this book, you think, would definitely make it into the Jewish Bible. I mean, wow, this is a totally amazing story. But the rabbis, when they went through the canonization process to determine which books made the cut and which books did not, they elected to pass on the Book of Maccabees. Now, I hope to discuss this a little bit more in the next lecture, but we should understand that the rabbis, by this I mean the Pharisees, were not especially enthusiastic about everything that the Hashmonaim, the dynasty that the Maccabees founded, represented. And there's a lot of questionable things about whether or not they wanted to support and encourage and identify themselves with the Maccabees in every way. There are a lot of ambiguities that have emerged from the first and second book of Maccabees that, you know, made the rabbis think, you know what, this might not be the best thing to put in every base medrash. So even though it was included in the Bibles as formed by Christian groups, the Jewish Bibles do not include the book of Maccabees, and you have to read it like on Wikipedia or someplace like that. Nevertheless, the book of the Maccabees is absolutely fascinating for our purposes, and it's going to give us a lot of historical depth and a rich understanding of what was happening during this tumultuous time.